Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. This is Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I welcome you to the Master's Call, where we are dwelling in God's grace. And I'm thinking on he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, for another opportunity to glorify and honor your precious name. We thank you, Lord, that you saw fit to heal us, to complete us, to strengthen us, to sustain us in every facet of our lives. Lord, we look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, to just clean this temple as you see fit and use it to your glory and to your honor. We thank you, Father, for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, who has this call constantly going forth Monday through Fridays, Father, that others will be able to be enhanced and enriched and empowered in such a miraculous way. We thank you, Father, for the speaker of the hour that's going to come forth, Lord, with a word from your heart. And we thank you, Father, that you have anointed that speaker in such a manner, Father God, that we will be connected to your heart, Lord God, and see that whatever is going forth in our lives, Father, it's all to your glory. We thank you, Father, for every caller on this line, and we ask that you bless and keep them in a special way. We give your name praise and glory for every good and perfect gift that comes from you always. In Jesus' name we say, amen. Well, TMC family, is such a blessing to have each and every one of you on a call this Monday morning, and we are tagging today, Dwelling in God's Grace Monday. And just to give you an insight about what this call is all about, it started back in October 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call our Mother Eagle. We're so grateful that they said yes and stood on the word of God, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, our website that we have that you can go to 24/7 is www.themasterscall.com. .net. That's www.themasterscall.net, where all the messages have been archived on that site, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, our theme for this year is In 2018, Through Me, Supernatural Expectation, Demonstration, and Revelation is Being Fulfilled and Seen. Now, you might feel that you want to be a part of this wonderful ministry. You may want to greet as I did, as well as host. You can host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may even have a word from the Lord that you may want to share, and we definitely want to hear it. So send that information to info@themasterscall.net. We also will take your praise reports as well as your prayer requests to info@themasterscall.net. Now, what brought us all together is this awesome, awesome company called Artist International. Now, Artist was established well over 28 years ago by Antonio Diaz de Leon, and he carried it over to his son, Alejandro Diaz de Leon, and his lovely wife. And we are now under the umbrella of Artist Life, where we are definitely spreading the news that we have the best products on this side of heaven, wonderful products to help with your health as well as your wealth, okay? So get with the person that invited you to this call, and I'm sure they'll be more than happy to share more information with you. Now, we do have the new morning motivational call that's coming up right after this call, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, that's 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Today is Inspirational Monday, where our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will be the speaker for the hour. So I'm getting ready to get out of the way because we do have another phenomenal speaker, and she is our co-founder that's coming on to share with us. Now, she and her lovely husband may be joining her. They are definitely a dynamic duo, but I'm going to introduce her, and then she can introduce you to her wonderful husband. I'm talking about none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, a native of Monticello, Mississippi, and a wonderful woman of God who has gone through the trenches of blessing people around the world. She has been commissioned as an Army chaplain. She has served as ambassador with Artists International. She has even served as a pastor, just being a mentor to so many people, sharing the word of God, loving on people, blessing people in any aspect that God directs her. We thank God for her being one of the co-founders of The Master's Call. She is a blessing to the masses, and she has two wonderful children from her first husband who has gone home to be with the Lord, Elisha, and she has two wonderful children, Elisha Jr. and Devola, and five wonderful grandchildren who has been with her to help her share with her in her birthday season. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, our wonderful co-founder of The Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. Are you there, Dr. Patton?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, woman of God. The platform is yours.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. God bless you. I do thank God for you, Minister Brenda Terrell. You are so faithful, and I'll tell you one thing for sure. This call and this family love and appreciate you. I want to also thank God for my dear sister and person who has just been the wind beneath my wings over here on this call, Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. I love you. Kiss Mother Joseph for me this morning. But with her, she sounded so good over the weekend. Pastor Brenda, would you please let me know that you hear me well? Because in this house, sometimes it drops. And in the same spot last night, talking and thinking that I was on the call, and it dropped. So are you hearing me really well, really clear?
Yes, we can hear you clearly.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right. Well, with that being said, let me just get right into it. You all, I want you to know that God is blessing me during my birthday month. I mean, so many gifts, so many wonderful experiences, oh, just so many surprises, just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. However, this morning when I woke up after this long weekend and just full to the brim of activities with my daughter and her children being here from Alaska, and Eddie and his wife being here from Colorado Springs, and then I had a wonderful surprise with my sister in love and her daughter, who says she's my favorite niece, and the truth is, everywhere I go, Jeanette goes, and we'll come and visit, and granddaughter had a house full, just a house full of folks here this weekend, and then I preached yesterday morning, and God just blessed so in that service, and had a full day yesterday getting them back out of here and getting them on the plane and up wanting to make sure that everybody got back where they were supposed to be, and Devola finally landed around 3 this morning, and then I'm back up with you today. And when I got up, this little thought came to mind. Everything must be done in balance and moderation. And partying is great, but I don't know if 65 is the time. I can't party hard, y'all, all month long. So I'm going to have to include some rest days. Today is going to be a rest day. after I finish praying and preaching up in here today. You all, it has been, thank you all for listening for me beginning on last Friday. You just absolutely made my heart smile, as our dear Sister Brown says over there. You just made my heart smile. You made me down in my soul. Thank you so much. And my lovely, wonderful God and husband, a man of faith, a man who loves God and loves his people, was here and just worked, and everything just went so well. And so this morning, as we open up our discussion today, and it's going to be between the both of us, he's going to open us up with the scripture, because this is the week, the last week before we go into the fast. We have been preparing you for the fast, and we are going to give you some nuts and bolts this morning that will absolutely help you to have a successful fast with us, a successful experience as you go through the fast. And I tell you, God is absolutely on it with this fasting. I have had several people call up me and who knows that I have fasted and want to know if they can get this experience. And so I am really excited about that, because if there's ever a time that we need to be serious about our walk with the Lord, that time is now. And that's one of the benefits of fasting, is to get closer with God and to really get clear on what God is saying to you, to hear his voice and know his voice without a shadow of a doubt. So at this time, I'm going to have the chocolate on my cake and the cream in my coffee to come. The man who trusts me, who loves me, who absolutely holds me as his queen, to come and give us a scripture on the wrong kind of fast. We want you to know what not to do first, and we're going to go into the things that you absolutely should do so that you can have a successful fast beginning next week. Babe, you're on. I hope that's great.
Good morning, CMC family. Good morning to Dr. Vanessa, and good morning to Pastor Terrell. How are you all doing this morning? And give Freddie my regards and say hello for me. And Pastor Vanessa, tell Mother I said hello as well. This morning, we're going to come from Isaiah 58, 3 through 4 and 6. And then Matthew 6, 16 through 18. We're going to start with Isaiah. Yet on the day of your fasting, you do as you please and exploit all workers. Your fasting ends in quarreling and strife, and in striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high. Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen, to loose the chains of injustice, to share your food with the hungry, and to provide the poor wandering with shelter? As we get straight to the heart of the fasting, the people of Israel had been fasting in order to receive blessings from the Lord, but their motivation were ungodly, which led to cruel with conduct. God's people had forgotten that the point of fasting is not to coerce the Lord into giving them what they wanted. Prayer doesn't work like that, and neither does fasting. Now I'm going to get into Matthew 6, 16 through 18. Jesus taught, when you fast, not look sober as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oils on your head and wash your face, so it did not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. But only to your Father who is unseen. I'm going to repeat that again. And your Father, you see what is done in secret will reward you. That's a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
Be rewarded. Jesus tells us to make sure you're not fasting because you want to impress people, hoping that other people recognize how spiritual you are. Our fast shouldn't play any part. In fasting, keep your focus on God. Again, in fasting, keep your focus on God, and let everything about your fasting ultimately be an expression of worship. Dr. DK.
Thank you, thank you for those scriptures to let us know what the Bible says about the wrong kind of fast, and to get us and in the place whereby we can go forward with the fast. I don't like to assume what people will do. Therefore, I am telling you and asking you and requesting big and whatever you want, word you want to put there, please call me at 586-747-8000 if you're interested in the fast, because I would like to really talk to you this week as we are preparing, answering any of your questions, getting us ready for 10 days of absolute miracle and blessing as we walk into the place that God would have us to be. I'm telling you, I've experienced fasting throughout my spiritual walk with God, and I know what I know what I know. And I'm telling you that there are some things that have happened in my life where it not for fasting would never have come to realization. And so utilizing this particular tool will absolutely help to break down barriers, destroy some of the strongholds that have you. It is absolutely a powerful tool that God has given us. Now, let me talk to you today about some specific steps in preparation for the fast. The very first thing that I want you to do is concentrate on your mind. Philippians 2 and 5 says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. In order to have the fast that God has chosen for you, you must first seek the mind of Christ, so that which Christ desires for you will become your desires. God will give us the desires of our heart as long as they are Christly desires. They've got to be something that lines up with the word of God. If you are desiring to break up a family and marry a man that is already married or a woman that is already married, that could be a great desire for you and a lust in your flesh, but that is not a desire that God has for you. So you go to Jesus, you go to prayer, you give me the mind of Christ so that I can do that which is going to give us what we need with the Lord, okay, that he has for us. So how do we do that, Dr. Kiki? How do we absolutely get our mind on Christ as we go into this fast? Well, there is a book that I'm proposing that you use, first of all, is the Bible. And the two scriptures that they read this morning are scriptures that will help you. If you go over and read Isaiah 58, get rooted and grounded in that, and then go back over in Matthew and read Matthew 6 and what? Just read the whole chapter of Matthew 6, and you will see. Those two will get you set. Matthew 6 and 8 was one that the church just put down on the inside of me when I first started fasting. It was like nobody should know that you are fasting. You better not tell nobody that you're fasting, you know. And so that was a get up in oil, put that oil on your face, put that cross on your head in the morning, pray in the morning, cover yourself down, and get yourself ready to get out of there. And that's when we were going on those fasts that were called air pudding fast. That means that you didn't do anything but breathe air. You didn't put anything in your mouth. You didn't put anything in your mouth to help you with breath. You didn't drink a drop of water. Those were some tough fasting days. And then as you learn better, you do better, okay? So we aren't doing that in this fast. This fast, I also want you to get a resource that is called the Maker's Diet Transformational Diet. And it's a journal with this, and it's a book with it. And it is by Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, Rubin, R-U-B-I-N. This particular book will help you. I have been using this. Would be my seventh quarterly fast that I've used this particular resource, and it has been the best that I have gotten my hands on up to this point. I know what I know. What I know, I know that this will help you. It has helped all of those who have gone through it with me. And the testimonies that we have gotten out of it have been absolutely phenomenal. So that is the book, The Maker's Diet, M-A-K-E-R, S, Diet, D-I-E-T, Transformation. And I tell you, it has been such a blessing for me. So we want to prepare our mind. The next thing and the toughest thing is preparing this body, okay? So let's talk about how we're going to prepare our body. First of all, we've got to recognize this body is just a temple that has been loaned to you. And over in Corinthians, it lets you know that you should give this body back to the Lord and ask God to help you with this temple because there is nothing good in this flesh. Somebody ought to say amen. So it's made his sanity. Okay, so the first thing I want you to do is to reduce your intake of all habitual and addictive substance this week. And I can hear some of you already saying, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do any of those things. Well, if you're eating sugar, it is just as addictive as a cigarette, okay? And it's just as deadly over a period of time. So I want you to eliminate anything. Sugars, things that cause inflammation, like cheeses, that will absolutely that's causing toxins to be built in your stomach. So I want you to eliminate those things. I want you to cut back on your sugar. Cut back on, and this weekend, if you've been drinking two cups of coffee with a bunch of sugar in it, I would just advise you to forget all that and just come on over here on this side and drink the Diaz de Leon coffee. I mean, it is absolutely wonderful. I transformed some folk this weekend from that regular coffee. It's not healthy for you. Get something healthy if you're going to put something in your body. There's no sugar in it at all. And so let me go right on and tell you the other thing that I want you to do for your body in preparation, baby, let me have that right there, is to utilize the Ultra Cleanse. The Ultra Body Cleanse that we have is super fantastic. It does not cause you to run to the bathroom. It helps cleanse the bowel and the intestines. It's smooth and easy. It consists of two pills and a tea every day for me. And so I want you to get this. If you don't have it, call whoever invites you. Just call. Get it started this week, because it's going to see the cleaner your body is going into the fast, the easier the fast is going to be for you. Clean up as much as you can as you are going into the fast. Okay, cut back on your portions of food. Eat smaller portions of food so that your stomach can begin to shrink already, and you won't feel as hungry. As we are going into the fast, we are talking about 10 days of fasting. Some people say, well, honey, I just do fruits and vegetables anyway. Well, if that's all you do anyway, I'm going to ask you to do something else that will help you get in the presence of God. That's why I'm wanting these individual calls. I'm also wanting those calls so that I can give you an accountability partner. God gives me who to put who with, so that you can accomplish this mission successfully. Okay, Lord have mercy, I have run out of time. I want you to get rest. I want you to start right now. Put it in your mind that rest is a spiritual thing, so that your body can recover and recreate itself effectively as we are going through the fast. Start walking right now. If you're not doing any kind of exercise, just walk a little bit, take some steps, and move a little bit, and you're going to see how much easier this is going to be for you, because moving also helps the body to release itself from toxins, okay? And then finally, I want you to think about logging your fast, setting your objectives. Why are you doing this? All righty. I have gotten a message saying that it's time for me to stop, and I'm getting ready to stop. But I want you all to know that this fast is not will not be like any other fast that you've ever been on. Why am I saying that? Because God has already given me the assurance that when you fast with us this time, those things that you have been asking God for, he's going to give you some clarity on them, and you will know whether or not he is saying yes, no, or you've got to wait. And we're going to talk about those things next time on what we can expect after the fast. Okay? So with that being said, I'm going to turn you back to Sister Brenda, Minister Brenda. My husband has made you Pastor Brenda. And so you just come right on and take this call and run on down the road with it.
Well, praise God. Thank you so much, Dr. PK, and your wonderful husband, Pastor Lester. See, we calling each other Pastor this morning.
Yes,
but I
Lord.
Thank God for the both of you, and thank you for that profound message on fasting and the great instructions you've given. I will definitely call you back to close us out with a benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this great information that you've shared with us this morning, Lord, to prepare to go before you with fasting and in prayer. And we thank you, Lord God, because you said some things, some great things that take place, Father, they're only moved and deleted because of fasting and praying. And so we glorify you, Father, for honoring your word and for presenting your word in such a manifested way, Lord, that we will adhere to what the Spirit has to say to our minds, our spirits, and in our souls. We glorify you, Father, for these two wonderful people of God, the Ms. Pastor Lester and Dr. PK, Father, for blessing us in such a way, Lord God. We ask that you pour virtues of blessings into them, into their spirit man, and into their well-being, and around their surroundings, Lord God. Bless everything their hands touch and where their feet tread. We glorify you for honoring them in all your ways, O God. We thank you, Lord, that you have seen fit, Father, to bless and answer the prayers of many who have brought forth prayers before you, Lord God. Requests, Charlita and with her brother, Jeanette, Lord God. Thank you for honoring our prayers with Chris Johnson's heart surgery that it went well, Lord. Thank you for Etta Bridges, Lord, for keeping her and sustaining her through the loss of her son. Lord, thank you for all that you're doing for Minister Robin and all the concerns that took place with her. We ask that you continue to bless everyone on this call, strengthen them as you see fit, Lord God, and we definitely will be careful to give your name praise and glory. Continue to bless artists' life in its entirety, and we thank you, Lord God, that the products that we have, Lord, will help us prepare for the fast that you are calling us to. We give your name glory and honor in all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, TMC family, definitely you can hear this call again. And that number is 712-432-1085. Share it with someone. That number is 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-pound. And also coming up is the new morning motivational call with our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon delivering the message for Inspirational Monday. That number is 712-770-4005. The pen is 294-617-pound. Well, I give God glory for each and every one of you sharing with us this morning and coming on the call. And thank you. I want to say a special thank you for Ms. Bonita for starting off with the greeting and blessing all of us. And thank you, Dr. PK and Pastor Lester, for blessing us with that powerful message this morning. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
God, prepare me to be a sanctuary, God and true, just for you. As we prepare to go into fast, God, make us ready for everything that you're going to do to through us. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Now may the grace, the mercy, peace of God rest, rule, and abide with each and every one of you, so that you can have a super fantastic day today. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. And every heart say amen. Goodbye. I love you, and we will be talking later. Bye-bye.